When she go ahead and take us up, she make that fire and get us to the fire. And she put off them wet clothes, put on dry clothes, and put us back in the bed. All right. Then she, every now and then she come and see how your fever is. Then she had a hot fever. You know, she go ahead and heat that kettle back and give us some more. Then after a while, she'd come back then and see how well she is. You know, if it's well again, she'd take us up and change the clothes again. And that by God, that break it. And a lot of time they used to go ahead and you'd come on Christian leave when you got a hot fever and put you in bed and put some leave here in the back of your head.
And what was that?
What kind of leave?
Come on Christian leaves.
They grow an old barn spot.
That's right.
Old barn
leaves.
Leave
be wide your hand.
I never heard of it.
Hey. Come a Christian.
That's right. Come a Christian leave.
Come
a Christian. That's what they called it.
Okay.
Grow in the back of the yard.
You ever see them around there?
Don't see them now.
You see them over here while they make no come.
Sure not.
That's what you were growing this year, huh?
Uh-huh. That's your you're around right there.
There you go.
Bobby.
You can see me not cut
off. Tom Christian, I ain't done got that, so he didn't even got here.
Well, I ain't went for it.
But then Mama used to take tallow, you know, out of the meat and save the tallow until we'd get sick. And then she'd take that tallow and get sick, and I mean, she'd cook it just like you finna cook it eat. And skim this tallow off of the grease, you know, put it in a jar. And sometimes I have a quart jar sitting there full.
This tallow is made from beef. Fast,
be fat, right. Mm-hmm. And then when they'll get sick, and she'll take some quinine, and this towel and stuff, and make an ointment out of it, like when you get in the winter time. Sometimes you do it if you wasn't sick. And then she rub you at night, you know, your chest and things, before you go to bed. But sometimes tall smelling like talon. And it.
You're wearing acidity.
Right, yes. And so that we wrap up in the bed that night, and she'd do that if one of the children would get sick like that. Then she'd go to waking all of us for everybody, before you catch it. And then maybe sometimes give the asthma along with it. And so, but we didn't ever have to go to no doctor like you do now.
They didn't have antibiotics. Always, children would die if you didn't give an antibiotic. But all these things is what you used to have instead of.
Didn't used to have an antibiotic. You had old folks' remedies that was passed down for over years.
That's right.
I know one that I had to use regularly when I was a youngster because we were way out here and the doctor, nearest doctor was well, they had an old doctor up at Cobb named
Dr. Boggs.
Right.
Dr. Boggs was a very busy doctor, and I'd get poison oak and poison ivy if I even got near it. And I remember having poison ivy that completely covered my body. They were, and I was running a very high temperature, and they were afraid they were going to take me to Dr. Boggs to save me. And they had me laying on an old tool chest down here at my uncle's place. Remember how that house was built with a breezeway through it? And they had a big trunk-sized tool chest. They had quilts doubled on that. And my grandmother came to visit, and she said, well, why haven't you done something about this? And what can we do? So she told them what to do. They went out to a persimmon